Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. You can actually control the content on the site. Unlike those other talk show hosts that tell you what's important, you get to tell us what's important by submitting content. Should you find something interesting online that you want to share with us, you submit it. It'll appear on the site, and then others can vote it up or vote it down. You get to vote on things as well. So go there, get interactive, and it's free, by the way. Freetalklive.com. We're going to go right into your phone calls. We can talk more about the alleged shooter here in Washington, who apparently was killed, but he not before he took out 13 people. And he might have been pretty crazy. We'll tell you what he was telling police back in August about being followed by people using a microwave machine on him. We'll get into that here in moments. And also, we were talking about the idea of guns and restrictions on them. You're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything you want. Let's go to the phones here. Actually, we've got toll-free lines, 855-450-FREE, but we also have Skype. You can Skype into the show, as Dason is going to do, or has done. Dason, calling from Utah. Dason, you got to, I'm sorry, you got to turn down whatever it is you're listening to there.
Hey, sorry about that.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, yesterday you talked about morality, and I wanted to explain a bit on it. Philosophy is the mental science of understanding
existence.
Before you go on,
I'm sorry, Dason, there's some sort of audio in the background on your feed. It sounds like it's like a news feed or something like that. It's definitely, it's not our show, but there's something back there, and I don't know what it is. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. We'll have to work out that issue because I don't want to have the crosstalk on the air. It's a little confusing. In the meantime, we'll come back to Dason because I do want to hear what he has to say. Hopefully he can track that down. Maybe it's like a web... like a website that's open. Sometimes when you open up your web browser and you connect to news sites, they just start playing videos on you.
This philosophy stuff scares me and morality. But I recently cracked open Murray Rothbard's Ethics of Liberty, I believe, and I was reading the intro by Hans Hermann Hoppe. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I'm really looking forward to getting this book and digesting it, because this is kind of embarrassing, Ian. I sort of consider myself a follower of Murray Rothbard.
Okay.
And I've never completed one of his books.
I read one when I was in jail.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Let's go to Jason. I mean, I really found like that his book that I read, I think it was For a New Liberty, I believe was his book.
Uh-huh.
It was very similar to Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, very similar to Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work, just with older numbers and older facts and figures, really. I didn't really feel like I would have missed anything had I not read the book. But it was a good book. Like, you know, I'm not saying it was a bad book. It's just an older book about liberty.
Right.
Let's go to Jason in Springfield, also on Skype. Jason, are you there?
Yep.
We've got you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think you guys were constructing that question wrong. I mean, isn't the question, can you really control guns? I mean, besides the fact that they're already out there, I mean, they're made somewhere, right? And you only need so much to do metalworking. I know people that do precision crafting on metal. And we're talking maybe a $50,000 startup fee. And you can get the tools to, you know, construct just about anything with metal.
You don't even need that now. You need a 3D printer and the specs for the Liberator, which is a gun that you can literally print out of plastic.
That's interesting. I was going to bring that up, but, you know, it only holds one round, and then you got to replace the round.
But it's a gun, and it makes it so anybody can print one pretty much who has this relatively low-cost 3D printing technology. No, look, I totally agree with you. There's no getting rid of guns. I mean, it's just not going to happen. There's already hundreds of millions of guns in this country. And, you know, those people are not just going to voluntarily turn them in, I don't think, for the most part.
This is America, Jack.
And there's always, you know, there's a lot of ways to get into this country. So even if, even if they do ban the purchase and sale of firearms, that certainly isn't going to stop criminal gangs from smuggling them in here for the people that still demand to purchase them.
Yeah, they'll come in right with the cocaine and the pot and
heroin. They sure will.
Yeah. And then there'll be no reason to follow what rules people do follow. Like, you know, you do find semi-autos, but I've never seen a fully auto just because, you know, it is illegal. And so I'm sure you'll start to see more fully autos.
You mean if guns are banned because they'll just be more prolific in the black market?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go to jail for 20 years just for having a gun, I mean, what's the difference between 20 years and 25 years or whatever?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, once you've got one felony, what's another 10, right?
Yeah, I mean, and then you know nowadays that they're not just going to charge you with one thing. Like when they pull you over for even road infractions, they never say, oh, we caught you speeding. It's always, well, you were changing lanes improperly, and, you know, we're just going to add four or five different things, you know, to make sure that, you know, you get scared and take the deal or whatever.
Jason, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. So this character with the shooting, the Washington shooting, there's news coming out that, first of all, he, according to Breitbart, according to a friend of his, Michael Ritrovato, saying his friend was apparently like a brother to him and a good-natured guy, but also he says he was more of a liberal, said he supported the Obama administration. It's kind of interesting. The last two, so a couple of the recent shooters, the cop that we were talking about previously, Chris Dorner, that cop that was shooting people out in Los Angeles, shooting other cops, he apparently was a supporter of Barack Obama, and now this guy. So it's not fair to just, you know, presume that, oh, well, it's a shooter, must be a conservative. Conservatives are really the only ones who want guns. Well, it's interesting that that's not necessarily the case here either. But also, according to the Smoking Gun, 6 weeks before going on a killing spree at the Washington Navy Yard, Aaron Alexis told Rhode Island police he was being followed by individuals who were using a microwave machine to send vibrations into his body that kept him from falling asleep, according to a bizarre police report. On August 7th, Alexis summoned Newport cops to a Marriott hotel where he was staying. During a 6:30 a.m. interview, the 34-year-old, who said he was a naval contractor who traveled often, told officers that voices were harassing him through a hotel wall, adding that he was fearful that he could be harmed. Alexis explained to police that he had previously gotten into an argument prior to boarding a plane in Virginia and believed that the person with whom he quarreled had dispatched three individuals to follow him and keep him awake by talking to him and sending vibrations into his body. While he had not seen these individuals, Alexis says he believes they are two black males and a black female. While Newport cops have confirmed that Alexis is the subject of their report, his name had been redacted from the document. Additionally, Alexis claimed that the voices had forced him to flee two prior hotels, one of which was on the naval station Newport, where Alexis was apparently set to do contracting work. Alexis refused to tell cops that what the voices were saying to him through the walls, floor, and ceiling. The unknown individuals said Alexis were using some sort of microwave machine to send vibrations into his body. Alexis assured cops that he did not have a history of mental illness in his family or any sort of prior mental episode. A Newport patrolman advised him to stay away from the individuals that are following him and notify police if they attempt to make contact with him. Alarmed by Alexis's behavior and concerned about possible naval base implications, a Newport police sergeant faxed a copy of the department's report to Naval Station Police. A Navy cop, whose name is redacted from the police report, advised they would follow up on the subject and determine if, in fact, he is a naval contractor.
Bet you half a Bitcoin he was on antidepressants. That's crazy. Two voices
and a microwave machine.
That sounds like textbook pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like I said, you and I are in the same boat on this, Johnny Ray. We haven't dug real deep into this guy, and it being only a day later at this point, only so much digging has been done.
Uh-huh.
So we'll probably learn more about what kind of medications he was on. In fact, that's probably worth a quick look here on the Google and see if there is any news about that. 855-453. You can take control, talk about the shooting or gun bans or whatever happens to be on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can also reach us on Skype at username lrn.fm. More coming up in moments.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com. With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99, with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are on our site. They are all free, including archives. You click and download as many episodes of the show as you want, going back all the way to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com. Enjoy. It's on us. Now, there's a brand new advertiser on Free Talk Live. I have to say I'm pretty excited about ProXPN. Now, talk about the perfect product for the times that we're in. You've got all the news about the NSA being able to get into everything that you do. But it's not just the NSA that is a threat to your security. It's the guy across the street. You get a Wi-Fi connection? Even if you've got it encrypted, somebody with the right tools and enough time can crack it. And they can get into your network. They can sniff your packets, as it's called. And they can learn things about you. They can get passwords. They can get information from your computer. And from, you know, the data that you're sending in and out, especially from your laptop. But also it's true when it comes to your desktop computer and sending information, you know, back and forth to your internet service provider. Every time you go to a website, every time you connect to a chat room or whatever, you're sending all that information through your ISP. And if the cops want to go and look at it, well, the ISPs probably aren't going to try to stop them. So what can you do about it? Well, you can try ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection and creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. Now, so that can mean your web browser, email, file sharing, instant messaging, torrents even. Everything you do on your computer is routed through ProXPN. It's encrypted at your computer, so when it goes through your ISP, obviously it still goes through your ISP to reach ProXPN, but your ISP can't tell what it is. It's basically in an encrypted tunnel to ProXPN, and they keep everything you do online hidden from prying eyes. They disguise your physical location and give you unfettered access to any website or web service, no matter where you live, or if you're traveling a lot. You know, you might travel to a country like China or some other country where there's some serious restrictions on what you can access online. Not if you've got ProXPN. If you're connected to ProXPN, the websites you visit think that you're coming from the ProXPN servers, which they have in different parts of the world. And so that means that you don't get censored if you're in the other countries using ProXPN. Complete online privacy with 512-bit encryption tunnel using OpenVPN or PPTP, which is your choice, and you can use Mac, Windows, Linux. There's even an app for your iOS and Android phones, and you get world-class support. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, get more information, and get signed up. By the way, they've got a free account, and there's a limit on the bandwidth that you can use with a free account, but you can use almost anything. That torrents are restricted, but when you upgrade from the free account to the regular account, there's no restrictions whatsoever. Unlimited bandwidth, you can run torrents, you can run any kind of service that you want through this, and their regular price is $9.95 a month, which on its own is pretty good for securing your privacy. But if you buy the year at once, if you buy the year package, it's $74.95 a year. However, knock 20% off of that price, off of either of those prices, if you use our discount code, which is FTL and the number 20, FTL20, to get 20% off for the lifetime of your account.
So that brings it down to around $60 a year?
It breaks it down to about $5 a month if you buy the year-long package. So about $5 a month is what you're paying, just under $5 a month. And there's a free, there's 7 days full refund, so if you're not satisfied with it, you can cancel. And go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get signed up. Try it for free, as 2 million users do every single day. They have 2 million free accounts.
Excellent.
These guys are serious. And they're not located, by the way, in the United States.
Excellent.
So they really have it all down. We had a great interview with one of the guys, the CEO of the company, on the Edgington Post this week, which we posted on our SoundCloud page. And I hit him with some tough questions, and he was able to just knock them all out of the park. So this is a great way for you to secure your privacy online. And, of course, if you want to go extra, extra private, you can do Tor through ProXPN. So start using ProXPN today. ProXPN.com/FTL. Code is FTL20. Let's go to the phones and the fun here. We're going to bring Dason back. He was on with us, but there was some audio issues which have cleared up. Dason, you're on via Skype.
Hey, I'd like to go back in time and talk about morality, which you were talking about yesterday.
Sure.
Okay. I wanted to explain that philosophy has three major branches: ethics, epistemology, and metaphysics. You see, morality is a sub-branch of ethics that deals explicitly with the subjective interpretation of the individual's beliefs of good and bad, based off of whichever their cognitive bias is.
Okay.
And pretty much what I'm saying is, how you guys were using, well, how Mark was using morality was defining it as what ethics is. Ethics is more of a scientific observation of reality and our mental understanding of it. So, essentially what I'm saying is that you are correct that morality is completely subjective to whatever the individual believes.
Okay.
But there's also a word that describes something that has to be represent universalized concepts. And that word is ethics.
Okay, so can you give an example of one of these universalized concepts?
Well, unfortunately, like most sciences, you can't prove a lot of things. We only can theorize until we find a higher principle and continue going to the best of our understanding, especially with the psychological sciences like philosophies. But a prime example of things is you have to universalize everything. Like, you shouldn't murder somebody, because if it's okay for you to murder somebody, then it's okay for anyone to murder someone.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So you're saying that that when you're looking at this, these universal principles, you have to be able to explain the rationale. Not just, it doesn't have to be, it can't be based in your feelings, or what you think. It has to be based in, it has to be based in some sort of explanation. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, and morality is actually the opposite. It is completely based upon your feelings of what you deem to be good or bad. Ethics has to be proven by factual bases that can be consistent.
Cool. Jason, I appreciate you sharing that tonight. Good thoughts, and thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Matula in Washington. Matula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, Travis?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
This whole gun grab thing, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate what your few callers were saying before, though. You know what I'm saying? But the gist is, they're trying to grab the guns before they even name all the dead people. They were trying to grab the guns. They were trying to grab the guns. That's what it's all about. They were trying to grab the guns. This dude was playing video games like he was out of his mind. You know what I'm saying?
But I did see something about the video game claims here, and of course the
No. I ain't got nothing against the video games. I play video games.
I'm not saying you have anything. I was saying
I
saw something about it.
The serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That is common denominator in all their shooters in the last.
So he was on drugs. Thank you, Matula, for the call. I appreciate it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We don't have the details yet about this shooter, Aaron Alexis, the alleged shooter in Washington, D.C. The last caller, Mutula, suggested he might be on prescription medications.
SRIs.
Yeah, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. However, I don't see any real evidence for that yet. That information doesn't seem to be out yet. Just a brief Google search does reveal a natural news story. They think that that he was on psychiatric drugs. There's certainly a good chance of it. They cited an Associated Press story that claims that he had been, quote, treated since August by the Veterans Administration for his mental problems, unquote. And that probably means that they put him on psychiatric drugs. But we don't know which ones, and so I'm sure that information will come out in due time. And it's certainly true that a lot of these drugs can really, really mess people up. In fact, there are plenty of shooters in a lot of these, whether school shootings or wherever, that have been on a lot of these drugs. These scary prescription medications that have all kinds of bizarre side effects and change people's personalities, make them into psychopaths that can harm other people, or into individuals who might be willing to harm themselves, all in the name of supposedly solving their mental problems. So that's disturbing. Let's continue, though, with your calls and your thoughts. Bill is listening in Jackson, Mississippi, to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hey, hi, guys. Well,
welcome,
just
sir.
Just looking back at the previous tragedies that we've had, there's a great chance that the systems... Because I know that's a nebulous term, but look at the gun-free areas and the states that are trying to establish a gun-free situation. And there's a chance that they may not even be trying to cut down on crime, because if they're placing a logical, you know, logic on it, all they got to do is just look at Switzerland, where the guns are just prevalent, and there just hardly is any crime at all. And look at the concealed weapons thing. I'm not advocating just anyone to be able to conceal a weapon. But through adequate training someone can you know prove that they're able to carry the gun on a you know a responsible situation and conceal it where all it takes is 1 to 2%. For example, in the shooting that occurred in the naval yard, 1 or 2% would have taken it out. And of the 100 or so people in that area, only one would have been necessary to stop the problem. But
certainly, you know, the more people that are armed, the safer I think people tend to be. We, Johnny Ray and I, go on a yearly basis to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where anybody can walk around open carrying or concealed carrying.
And they do.
And there's probably quite a few guns on that particular campground, and nobody's ever pulled a gun on anybody else. There's never been any kind of violence of any notable sort. And guns seem to keep things peaceful if they're present in the hands of peaceful people, people who are interested in having a nice, peaceful society. I think you're absolutely right about that, Bill.
But of course, on the other hand, the willy-nilly approach doesn't work either. For example, if you remember, Billy Martin almost died in some bar where a woman let her purse fall off on the floor and a gun discharged, and supposedly the bullet missed Billy Martin by just a few inches or something like that. Of course, she wasn't responsible, and you know, somebody like that, it should not be allowed to just carry like that willy-nilly. I'm coming down in that direction too.
Well, I'll disagree with you on that. I mean, look, I remember when I turned 21, I was living in Florida, and my dad gave me a pistol for my 21st birthday. And I looked into the, you know, how do you get a permit down there in Florida? And it was ridiculous. There was this huge packet of paperwork that you had to fill out and jump through all these hoops. Up here in New Hampshire, all you do is, and I don't think they should even have this, but all you do in New Hampshire is you go down to the police station, you fill out half a sheet of paper, and they're supposed to shall issue it to you. There's no requirements or anything like that. And we don't have there's not a problem here with people shooting each other. There really isn't.
Well, a good example of what I'm talking about is in Texas, when they passed the concealed weapons thing about 20 years ago, immediately the crime rate went down like about 30%. As soon as everyone realized that the unforeseen person may be packing and no one knows who it is, guns just didn't appear like that.
Thank you, Bill, for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. So back to this this alleged shooter here, Aaron Alexis is his name. The Telegraph in the UK is reporting that he was obsessed with violent video games. So apparently he had allegedly played Call of Duty for up to 16 hours at a time, and friends believe it could have pushed him toward becoming a mass murderer. Johnny Ray, as our resident video game expert, what do you have to say to this?
Antidepressants plus antidepressants. Let me start over.
Yeah.
Antidepressants. I've only ever had the illegal kind. They give you an insane superhuman amount of focus. So I could see myself playing 16 hours of Call of Duty on some kind of pill, and then coming off it. Wait a minute. We're talking about video games?
Yeah.
I'd say that the violent guy comes before the violent video game. So the video games ain't got nothing to do with his motivation or him getting the animus to go out and kill people. He started out that way, and that's why he enjoyed the video games. That's my take.
He played down an incident in 2010 when Alexis was arrested for allegedly firing his gun through the ceiling of the home. This is the best man at Alexis's wedding that played that down. He said, "It didn't go through the ceiling. It went through a wall. I was in the bedroom, and I heard the gunshot. I jumped up and said, 'What the?' And Aaron came in and was really sorry. He said, 'I was cleaning my gun.' I said, 'Put the safety on so you don't kill people in here.'" Hey, here's a tip. Before you clean your gun, make sure it's not loaded.
Yeah.
Just saying. Maybe double-check it. Triple-check it. Make sure it's not loaded before you start to do anything with it, besides, you know, carry it to shoot somebody. The darker side to Alexis's character saw him playing violent zombie video games in his room, sometimes from 12:30 in the afternoon to 4:30 in the morning.
I think zombie games show us the real sociopaths in the world.
No,
because zombie culture Zombie culture allows you to go and kill your neighbors for their own good, for your good and theirs.
His best man said he could be in the game all day and all night. I think games might be what pushed him that way. He always had this fear that people would steal his stuff, so he would carry his gun all the time. He would carry it when he was helping out in the restaurant, which scared my customers. But he didn't believe Alexis had a grudge against the government. He said he saw mail indicating that Alexis was receiving regular checks from the government for some problem with his feet. And then his wife, Christy, who also spent time living at... Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. It was Alexis that was the best man of this guy, Mr. Sutham Twakul. His wife, Christy, also spent time living in the house with Alexis, said, I remember him talking about 9/11. He was there, and when he came outside of one of the buildings, was gone already. All of a sudden, the second building came down. He was an angry American, angry with the terrorists. I think maybe there was PTSD. But he was very chilled. He loved Thai culture, Buddhist culture. He just loved to hang out and help out. He always had the gun tucked in his pants in the restaurant, but it didn't concern me because he had a license. So there you go. So he had his paperwork. He checked out, passed the background ground checks and such, and then went crazy. Are the background checks going to be able to prevent someone from going crazy? Are they going to somehow detect someone who's going to go crazy 6 months later? Probably not. Probably not. And no amount of ban, of course, is going to keep guns out of the hands of the people who want them badly enough. Whether they print their own gun out with a 3D printer or whether they acquire it through the black market, there are plenty of ways to get what you want in this world.
And the bureaucrats aren't going to have their gun licensing programs in order to keep guns out of people's hands. They're just going to do it to get the fees associated with it.
So true. Let's come back and talk about something positive, like a game of the week with Johnny Ray in moments. 855. 453. And this game, Johnny Ray, is not a violent game that you're going to tell us about.
No, it's not, but it's kind of got the trappings of one.
More coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here toll-free if you like in these remaining moments of this episode of Free Talk Live. But if you don't get your call and thoughts in tonight, no worries. We do this thing 7 nights a week. You can join us anytime you want. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time is our live production times. So if you want to call in about some issue that's important to you, that's why we're here. FreeTalkLive.com allows you to get interactive in a variety of different ways, and you can support the show as well by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into the show. We take that in, invest it into Free Talk Live, and use it to get on more radio stations around the country. In fact, coming up in less than a month, Mark and myself will be traveling to Los Angeles for a talk radio convention, which I'm always excited to attend because it's great for Free Talk Live to be at these things. In a lot of cases, in fact, in recent memory, last several years, we've actually been involved in the production of these talk radio conventions. So they'll have either Mark or myself with an actual speaking role in the event. Sometimes it's delivering a short speech. Sometimes it's being sitting on a panel discussion. But either way, being at these things is very important. It's kind of a who's who of who's involved and who are the people that are the most active and noteworthy in talk radio. And the fact that we're there means that people who are, you know, the big wigs and the executives see Free Talk Live and then they might be more likely to do something with us on their radio stations. So it's certainly happened more than once that that I've been able to get in touch with program directors who end up taking the show because probably partially because they got to meet us. And so thank you to everybody who supports this program. Whether you shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com, share the show on Facebook, Twitter, or wherever it is you like to spend time online, or become a Free Talk Live amplifier, or do all of the above, every little bit that you do for Free Talk Live, it adds up with all the other things that other people do, and gosh, I sure do appreciate it. So thank you for becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you haven't done so yet, you can do it now at amp.freetalklive.com. Freedom's Phoenix, by the way, has a website that will keep you up to date on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, and that's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every single day. It's the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. Johnny Ray, last week, you were pretty jazzed up to talk about a game, your game of the week last week. We had maybe 20 seconds to discuss it, so it really did not get the just due that it deserves. And now is your chance.
Oh, brother. Well, I'm not going to give it what it deserves because the game I'm talking about is Portal 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sequel to Portal, as you may be able to figure that out.
I have never played either of these, although I've heard about Portal 2. What I know, I'll give you what brief amount I know about it. It's on the Half-Life 2 engine, which at this point is a pretty old engine.
2007.
06, 07, something like that. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's a good 8 years old at
this point. Well, let's see. Portal was released as part of the Orange Box, right? And that was, and Half-Life 2 was also part of the Orange Box, and that was released in 2007. So, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is, you know, not a a brand new game, but you're playing it today. Why?
Because it is a phenomenon. It's a it's a real icon in the world of games. It's from Valve,
same producer as Half-Life 2.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's hard to describe the universe that it's in, but Portal was in for me. I've started to play the original Half-Life, never played Half-Life 2, so I'm not really familiar with Aperture Laboratories, which is sort of the science corporation that is the environment for a lot of this content, Half-Life and Portal.
So it's supposed to take place in the same game universe?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
I think that I feel like Portal may be kind of an alternate reality from the Half-Life universe. But if I had to bet, honestly, I would say somehow they're the same.
One of the big things in Half-Life 2, first of all, for those that don't know,
it's a first-person shooter.
Yeah,
and a first-person shooter is like Doom or Wolfenstein 3D, where you're seeing through the eyes of the protagonist.
And if it moves, you shoot it, for the most part.
Yes.
These are games that have been around for a long time. Half-Life, the original, came out in the late 1990s. It was a great kind of cinematic game where there was a really good kind of a interesting plot. And lots of aliens to shoot.
Right.
Kind of cross-dimensional aliens. And in Half-Life 2, they took it to the next level with next-generation kind of level graphics. And what was really new with Half-Life 2, because I didn't play a whole lot of games in 2006, and I don't play a whole lot today, but Half-Life 2 is one of the few games I've actually played to completion within my adult lifetime. So it was that good. I really enjoyed Half-Life 2, and it made me want to finish that game. But one of the things that was really new about that game at the time it came out, these days it's old hat, but was the physics engine.
Uh-huh.
'Cause it used to be that there wasn't physics in a game, or there was just the most rudimentary representations of it. In this game, you could, if you knock something over, it would fall and tumble in the way that it might do in real life. When you were to shoot one of the characters in the game, their body might crumple in the way that it might, in real life. And so they had this physics engine.
Yeah, instead of having a specific animation for a body falling.
Right.
That would play and it would look the same every time.
So that was a big deal with Half-Life. And one of the things that was a real big, feature of the game was what they call the gravity gun, where you could use this device to pick things up in the game. So like, a big old, piece of metal or something like that. You'd pick this thing up with this gun, and you could shoot it back out at the enemies with this gun.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are you doing in Portal 2?
Well, Portal was using those same physics concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And in Portal, basically, the conceit is that there are no weapons. What you have is a portal device. And if you press the right mouse button, then you'll shoot out a portal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit the left mouse button and you shoot out sort of the other end. Like, one is the exit, one is the entrance, if you will.
Okay.
So if I was at the bottom of some elevator shaft, I could, and I wanted to get to the top, I would look way up there and I would shoot a portal up at the top and then look at the wall right next to me, shoot the other side of the portal. And I would open up a interdimensional portal that will allow me to walk right through the wall up
to where you come
out at the top of the elevator shaft. Yes.
And so basically, this is a 3D puzzle game, essentially.
Uh-huh. It's like a first-person shooter, but mm-hmm. it's all puzzles.
Are there bad guys chasing you? Is there some sort of sense of urgency in the game?
There are turrets.
Mm-hmm.
And the turrets are very charming little guys. This game is big on charm. Portal and Portal 2 are real big on charm. So
no scary aliens then.
Right.
Okay.
The villain at the end is someone named Gladys, And she is a she's very sort of motherly but insane. She's like a Hal type from 2001. You remember Hal from 2001?
Never seen it, but I'm familiar with the character.
He was a computer that kind of went crazy, homicidal. Yeah. So this is sort of like a kind of mother type computer that goes insane.
What do you like so much about this game?
In Portal, first of all.
Which you haven't played.
No, I have. I beat Portal.
Oh, okay.
It was none of the Half-Lives have I played.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
I love Portal. Portal was very compact. It was short. The concepts in the game with the portals and the puzzles that you solved were really fresh. I'd never seen anything like that before. You can use physics. Say you're at the top of that mine shaft and you actually need to go across a wide expanse. You can shoot a portal way down into the bottom of it, of the mine shaft, or the elevator shaft, and put the next portal right next to you. Then fall down through the elevator shaft. You'll pick up speed, accelerate all the way down to the bottom. Then when you go through that portal and you come out the other one, you're going to be flying through and shoot yourself across a room or a chasm or something.
It's far out.
So you really got to use your noodle in that. And so you go through these test chambers,
mm-hmm.
and in Portal, you were this computer, this insane computer was just testing you, and she just got this, she derived this manic pleasure from running you through these tests, and you would go through test portal test chamber after test chamber, and then you faced off against her in the end. Now, it was criticized, I think, for being so short. I liked it for that. I love these short games. They're short and sweet. You play them, maybe it takes you 2 days to win, and you're done.
Portal 2, not so short?
Portal 2 sort of, quote, remedied that, and they packed a bunch of narrative in there, which is very good. It's got for some really talented voice work from J.K. Simmons. I don't know if you know him. He played J.J. Jameson, the newspaper editor from the Spider-Man movies.
Hmm, okay.
Stephen Merchant, who, of course, is the Og Monster.
And one would go to Steam to get this?
Steam to get it.
Steampower.com, I think is their
site. Steampower.com,
whatever
probably.
It is. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. That's Johnny Ray's Game of the Week.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.